Hello, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord. I am your host, Monster Jam Lord, and today's episode is going to recap the three amazing shows in St. Louis, Missouri this past weekend. In my opinion, by far, the best three shows we've had all year, all season, in quite some time, and especially Friday night. I loved the Friday night showing. That was just one of the best shows I'd been to, period, in the last however long I've been a fan, about 12 years now. Loved the show. So much interesting stuff happened. So many great freestyles, saves. Two-wheel competition was good. But let's go and get in right into the results for Friday night of Monster Jam in St. Louis. We had the same stadium lineup that we've been seeing the past couple months now, ever since Dallas, when we got the Monster Mug Galaxy change from Scooby-Doo, the exact same lineup: Avenger Jim Kohler, Ryan Anderson, Bakugan Dragonoid, Black Pearl, Cole Vennard, Gravedigger Kristen Anderson, Zombie Bar Musauer, Corey Rummel Rage, Overboard Jimmy Garner, Dalmatian, Lindsey Reed, Monster Energy Todd LeDuc, Megalodon Adam Anderson, Max D. Tom Mintz, and Mohawk Warrior Bryce Kenny. Let's get into the results for show one. Our racing winner for show one was Ryan Anderson, Bakugan Dragonoid, defeating Adam Anderson, his brother, in Megalodon. One of the craziest races we've seen all year, where they were both getting up on two wheels multiple times during the race. Both of them had engine failure at certain points in the race. I remember Bakugan lost a cylinder. It looked like Adam blew his engine, because especially later that night in freestyle, it blew again, it looked like. Really crazy race, just entertaining. It wasn't really even that close. It was just really crazy just how they were getting up on two wheels during the whole race. But the first 12 points go to Bakugan Dragonoid for Night 1. And moving on to the Skills Challenge for Night 1, your winner, Ryan Anderson, Bakugan Dragonoid, pulling out another Sidewall Donut, which we have not seen in a couple weeks. A couple months. That was incredible. It started off as a bicycle. It didn't look like he was trying to get into the Sidewall Donut, but he saw the opportunity and took it. Spun it around about two or three times, landed it back on all wheels. And for his second hit, bicycled halfway across the entire, entire stadium. Did like a 180 almost around the entire track. Incredible. The skill up of Ryan Anderson and St. Louis, that magic when it combines, it's insane. No driver has that kind of luck in any stadium like Ryan does in St. Louis. It's the third year in a row that he over-delivered in that stadium. And our freestyle winner was Todd LeDuc and Monster Energy, where I think it was a good run, but I think the freestyle winner probably should have been Tom Mintz or Ryan Anderson. Could go either way with those two, but your freestyle winner was Todd LeDuc, Monster Energy with a back-to-back flip, leading your overall event champion for show one, no surprise to be Ryan Anderson, Bakugan Dragonoid, 34 out of 36 points. And again, incredible, really good show. Insane. Going over some results, some of the highlights of show one. We had Tom Mintz with an outstanding freestyle, just big air sending it all over the field, ending off his run with a great save the last run of the night. Tala Duke with that back-to-back flip, like I said, that won him freestyle. Ryan Anderson, two-wheel. Avenger Jim Kohler had a incredible save during freestyle, just I love those long drown-out saves where you're just on the edge of your seat the entire time. He hit the crossover jump, landed on the big center pod. Truck got thrown every single direction it could and finally pulled it out. Jim Kohler, a driver who's never been known to save his truck, always just a straight crash and flops over. But this season, he's pulled out more saves than he has in his entire career combined. And not to mention the results coming up from the next two shows that have to do with Jim Kohler, which is the biggest news of the weekend by far. Jim Kohler is definitely, after this weekend in St. Louis, it's definitely confirmed now. Nobody's going to dispute it. This is the season of his entire career, his 25-year career, I'm pretty sure is what they said in the stadium this past weekend. Insane. Incredible. How can you be driving for 25 years and have your best season in the 25th year? It's incredible. Just what he's done this season, all the, he's done more backflip attempts than ever, better freestyles with more flow, with more, again, more saves, more skill. Even in two wheel, he's not doing bad for what he's doing. He's doing a lot of sky wheelies, you know, slab wheelies and all that. And his freestyle game, insane. But moving on to show two, this is where the real news starts, and it's coming up right now. In racing, your winner, Avenger Jim Koehler, defeating Cole Venard in the Black Pearl in the finals. And not to mention that in round two, Koehler defeated Ryan Anderson Bakugan, and in the semifinals, he defeated Adam Anderson and Megalodon. Are you kidding me? Jim Koehler winning racing, just him winning a race against Adam Anderson is something, you know? But then winning the entire racing competition, not, by the way, this was Jim Kohler's first ever racing win, in a stadium at least, in his entire career. And it took him 25 years to get it. He's competed in every World Finals. Jim Koehler has been in every single Monster Jam World Finals, including the St. Louis one in 1999 that doesn't count. He's done a lot of the better highlight moments in World Finals history. He's always been a fan favorite driver. He's always been crazy. Like, he'll, you know, always do crazy stuff with the truck. It just depends on if it's going to work out or not. But now he's developing racing skill. It is incredible. What's happened to him? What's he been doing this year different? It's the same chassis he's been running for the past 4 or 5 years. Maybe it's the different bodies every weekend. Maybe that's what he needed. I don't know, but he did something to turn it up. It started in show one of in Houston this year. That's where Jim Koehler really started. He's been like this all season. He's not had like a terrible weekend the entire season, like, you know, we're used to seeing. I mean, a lot of the times Jim Koehler would be a driver who just has terrible luck. Doesn't really come down to what he's doing. It would just be terrible luck at the shows the past, you know, 20 years. But now he's having better luck than anybody. In show one, he finished second on the overall standings, only down by 4 points from Ryan Anderson. So, incredible. But again, we are on show two. Your racing winner, Avenger Jim Koehler. That's incredible. I can't believe I was there to see that. The first ever stadium racing win in his career. In your skills challenge winner, Tom Menz Max D did the same thing he does every weekend, the maximum moonwalks, and then walking it up the center pod all the way. Still beautiful to see every time I see it. You know, it doesn't get old. Freestyle winner, Bakugan Dragonoid Ryan Anderson with a phenomenal freestyle. He always has the best runs of the night. And your overall event champion, Tom Menz Max D for show two. Some other notable moments from show two. Adam Anderson in freestyle put on one of the most beautiful wheelies of all time. It's probably one of the things that would be more overlooked by most fans or just most people in the stands. But Adam walked his wheelie all the way up to the smaller pod, went past vertical, and somehow kept it on all the wheels by just letting it sit, and then even wheelied it a little further off the pod. Incredible. I love seeing little skill like that. It's things that, you know, a lot of people wouldn't pick up. It's beautiful. It's the way, the control of a truck that you can have, you know, as a driver. Insane. And also Bari Musauer's truck in the skills competition let off a big smoke cloud, burned the transmission doing a donut in the skills challenge, and the truck was going high revving, and you see it wasn't spinning, you knew it was going to happen. It blew up, smoke all over the stadium, didn't clear for a while. That was cool. But moving on to show three for St. Louis this weekend, racing winner, Avenger Jim Koehler defeating Ryan Anderson and Bakugan Dragonoid again. And not to mention, again, he defeats Adam Anderson in round two and defeats Bari Musauer in the semifinals until he beats Ryan Anderson again in the finals. He beat both of them again to win racing. Again! The two best racers of all time, Adam Anderson and Ryan Anderson. You know, Dennis Anderson's kids, not to mention, where Jim Koehler started driving with Dennis. I guarantee he never won a race against Dennis that Dennis didn't screw up on. And then he beats Adam and Ryan again two nights in a row for his two first ever racing competitions in a stadium. Imagine it takes 25 years to win your first racing competition. And then your second one, you win your first show after that, not to mention the next day, less than 24 hours. Incredible. Incredible for Jim Koller. By far his best season. I think he's won every... Yes, he has won every competition this year. He's won in racing. He's won skills. He's won freestyle. And he's won the overall this year. Jim Koller's... He has all four. All four of those trophies you can get, he's got this year. Who would have thought? I never thought I would have seen Jim Koller win a race ever. But moving on to the skills. Bogdan Dragunov, Ryan Anderson again with another fantastic skills run, where he pulls out a bicycle to moonwalk on the first hit. And the second hit didn't work out the way he wanted, but still worked out really good. He tried going for another sidewall donut off the same hit that he's been doing all year. But the truck catches under him, lands right on the nose, pulls it out with a nice save, dragging the nose across the field. Awesome. Ryan Anderson, you know, even if he messes up what he's going to do, which are, you know, the hardest moves that nobody else can do. That's why no one else tries him. Is because he's the only driver good enough to. He'll still find a way to pull off something incredible, even when it's not what he's trying to do. Ryan Anderson, come on. We all know. And your freestyle winner for show three in St. Louis, Max D, Tom Mentz, with a good run. I think it was probably the best run of the night. Or Ryan Anderson in Bakugan. It's always going to be between those two having the best run of the night. No one else really came that close to, you know, a winning freestyle. I think Tom deserved it. He had a nice backflip, kind of put it into a wheel stand on the back afterwards on accident, sending it more across the field, and ending off his run with a fantastic save where the truck was going end over end, and he was just holding the brake. The truck was just going by itself. It was really cool. I think Tom deserved the freestyle win. And great weekend. Great weekend of action in St. Louis. Some other highlights that I did not mention is Kristen Anderson had another corkscrew-type backflip. Lindsey Reed completed her first two backflips of the year and started off in show two this weekend. She hit the backflip ramp first time this year. She hasn't even attempted it all year. I don't know if it's because they haven't cleared her or if she's just chose not to. She chose to be more easy on the truck, but she went for it and landed in both shows. In the third show, she actually did it with no rear drive, so that was incredible to see her pull that off. That must have took a lot of adapting. You know, you're so used to hitting it normally, and then you have no rear drive. That's going to be a lot bigger step up of knowing what to do. Other notable moments in show one on Friday, Bryce Kenny was going for the backflip ramp and almost launched end over end for a back-to-back flip with a very violent rollover. Truck launched extremely fast backwards on the second flip and landed on the roof. Could not pull it off. That looked like it hurt really bad. I would not want to do that. And for show one on Friday again, Ryan Anderson's freestyle was incredible. And he hit the crossover jump, kind of wheelied out of it, wheelied across the whole field. And right in front of me, the truck flips over out of bounds, lands right end over end, extremely close. If the barriers were any lower, I would have been able to touch the Bakugan Dragonoid truck, because in St. Louis, they're probably about 15, 20 feet high off the field where you sit. But if I was any lower, I would have been right there touching the Bakugan wing, you know, and probably high-fiving Ryan or something like that, because it was right there, right in front of me. He was looking at my camera, watching me film him, so really cool. It's really tough to say who the driver of the weekend is, because I am caught up between two right now. I have to go with this one. I have to go with driver of the weekend being Ryan Anderson, with a hard honorable mention for Jim Koller in the Avenger, as well as Jim Koller did this weekend, and as well as you know, as much as he surprised all of us with his two racing wins and his great freestyles and all that. you still have to give it to Ryan. Ryan by far had his best weekend of the year, which is great because he's not had a bad weekend this year at all. He won his stadium series and you know, had great freestyles and skills challenges. One of the best seasons of his career, you know, and he still had the best weekend of the year this weekend, 5 months in. So incredible. Ryan Anderson, again, you know, always constantly tops himself every show, finds ways to top himself and do better. So he's my pick for the driver of the weekend. Upcoming this weekend, I have a Monster Jam in Oklahoma City that I will be filming. I will be at show 4 and 5 on Sunday, and those will be up on the channel as soon as I can get them up. Next weekend after that, we got Monster Jam returning to Phoenix, Arizona in Glendale, in one of my favorite facilities, favorite stadiums that they have, that they run all year. Can't wait for that. That's going to be great, May 29th and 30th. Then less than a week after that, I got my ride in the Kingsling Extreme Ride Truck, which will be an experience of a lifetime. I'm going to do everything I can to film that, everything I can to show you guys the experience that I'm about to experience on June 3rd, 6 a.m. we got a week and a half after that, in Indianapolis for three shows, June 12th and 13th. Another stadium show with the same lineup. It's going to be great. I can't wait to go to Indianapolis for a show. That's going to be really cool. And 2 weeks after that, Kansas City was just announced this weekend. Kansas City, Missouri, Arrowhead Stadium, which is a stadium I've wanted to go to last year, and I most likely would have gone to last year if it was not for the coronavirus. So I'm really excited for this. I have been dying to visit this stadium. It's such a beautiful stadium. And then a week after that, we have the July 4th weekend, 3 shows in San Antonio, Texas for Monster Jam. Another stadium show, and those are going to be great. I've been to San Antonio before. Can't wait to go again. I love San Antonio. So that is it, everyone. Thank you for watching. Stay tuned next week's podcast for results from Oklahoma City and or any new Monster Jam news that we find out afterwards. Thanks for watching, everybody. Have a good one.